There are a number of questions surrounding Mark Dar's planned resignation that don't deal with his ethics violations, but rather what happens to the soon-to-be-vacated lieutenant governor's office. UALR political science professor Art English joins us today to discuss the issue. Art, thank you for joining us.
Happy to be here.
The law calls for a special election after Dar steps down. What would that entail, and do you think it's likely?
I don't think it's likely. The law does call for that, of course. But I think Governor Beebe has a proposal to the legislature, the General Assembly, about this that actually works for both sides. It especially, I think, works for the Republican-dominated legislature. What would happen is that if the office were left vacant, and he has legislation to that effect that would be introduced in the upcoming fiscal session, leaving the office vacant serves a couple of interests, one of which is that you don't have to spend the money for a special election. That could amount to, you know, several million dollars in fiscally strapped state like ours. Also, I think leaving the office open really benefits, I think, the Republican lieutenant governor candidates, because if a special election were called, it's very likely that John Burkholder, who's the state highway commissioner, he would be a likely favorite to win that election over Representative Collins and Representative Mayberry, both running on the Republican side. And so this gives additional time for, you know, Republican primary to be held, other issues to come up, and he would be an incumbent, and it would be more difficult to defeat an incumbent in the general election in November than otherwise.
All right, and I'll ask you to go a little bit more into detail about the political advantage that might be conferred on the winner of a special election and how that might affect them in the general election. You mentioned John Burkholder. He would be allowed to run, I understand it, in the special election because he's not currently sitting as a state legislator.
That's correct.
But that isn't the case for the Republican candidates.
Yeah, that is also correct, which is another concern for them under those under that circumstances. They would have to give up their legislative seat, I believe, to run under those, if I'm not mistaken.
All right. And if legislators do indeed act to halt the special election and the lieutenant governor's office remains vacant, what would happen if Governor Mike Beebe could no longer function as governor due to some unforeseen circumstance like an illness or an injury or a death?
As I understand it, the Constitution provides for the Senate pro tem officer, I think that's Michael Lamoureux, he would become governor under those circumstances. If he could not serve, then the Speaker of the House could serve. And that those were actually offices in the original Constitution that provided for no lieutenant governor, the 1874 Constitution, that would succeed to the office.
And we reached out to Dar's office today, and they said they weren't available for comment. But as we near the end of our discussion today, how do you view Dar's legacy? Do you feel like his absence will be felt, or will there be repercussions? How does it fit in with the other recent ethics scandals with State Senator Paul Bookout and former Treasurer Martha Shaffner?
Well, I think in both instances, what happens is that there are advantages given to the candidate that is not obviously ethically tarred. For example, I think in the case of Senator Bookout, that he was succeeded by a Republican. Now, that district may have changed anyways, but he was a longtime Democrat. His dad was in the legislature for many years. There was a long legacy of Bookouts in the Senate. In the case of Martha Shaffner, I think that's given a clear advantage to any Republican candidate. That legacy is that office, which has been years and years and years, can't even remember when a Republican served. I'm not sure any Republicans ever served there this century, offers an advantage for, you know, a good, you know, solid Republican candidate to take that office. I think the same would be the case for Lieutenant Governor Dar in this particular case, that office has been kind of tinged with the ethical problems of a Republican that might obviously make it more difficult for a Republican candidate to win that office. But I think both of those could change around depending on the quality of candidate and the perceived ethical status of that particular person who would be running for that office.
All right. Other than that, I'd like to thank our guest, Art English, with UALR's Political Science Department, for joining us and walking us through the next steps and what the state's political landscape might look like after Lieutenant Governor Mark Dar steps down Saturday. Art, thanks for your insight.
My pleasure.
I'm Jacob Kaufman, KUAR News.